For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for action.
Well, the radio is on.
I've been waiting all day.
It's go time.
That's the big thing today, radio.
Getting restless?
Speak into the microphone, squid brain.
Let's start the show.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I don't think it's not the heat, really, you know, that bothers me. In fact, it's not even so much the humidity. I'll tell you what bothers me. It's shirtless fat guys.
I got my shirt on, don't worry. It is Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Today is National Kitchen Klutzes Day. And I bet we have some kitchen klutzes listening to the show. Because there is a kitchen klutz hosting the show. As I posted on my Facebook earlier, raise your hand. If you've been taken to the ER or had to go to the ER because of a klutzy kitchen mishap. Yeah, it's National Kitchen Klutzes Day of America. It falls on June 13th every year. To honor and support those who like to cook and be in the kitchen, but just doesn't seem to work out well for them from time to time. I was at a Christmas party years ago visiting some friends down in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and I was making my famous spinach artichoke dip, and it's famous. And I was cutting some bread. Maybe I had a few Christmas cocktails, maybe, and sliced my finger. Had to go to the ER for stitches. So if you got a kitchen klutzy mishap moment that you'd like to share, by all means, 937-457-1290. We're starting the show off with Ohio Man, by the way. And this guy.
He's Ohio Man, causing chaos is his plan. Breaking all the laws, on the run from dusk to dawn.
Here's the thing about this Ohio Man. The truth is, I think he's a hero. I think he is 100% a hero. But he is being charged with criminal mischief. So that's why he's an Ohio man, because usually Ohio men are out there causing chaos and crime, and this guy's been charged with it. I don't know that he's actually going to face the charges. I bet they get kicked, but here's the story. There's a little suburb area down near Cincinnati, Lockland. You heard of Lockland? There was a man there who had sort of become fed up, as we all do from time to time, especially in Dayton. We have our share fair of potholes, don't we? Yeah, we do. And it seems sometimes like nobody's listening when you complain. You're just out there sort of fending for yourself, hoping that you don't lose your transmission or your axles or your doors, or you know, anybody bounces out of the car when you're going down the road. There's a lot of roads like that. There's one right now close to me. It's spinning. They've done construction on it, but holy cow, it's still like driving through a minefield. It's crazy. But anyway, this guy down in Lockland, he's a 66-year-old guy by the name of Gregory Stroll. He had it with the potholes. Now, in the past, we've had stories of people who take it upon themselves to go out and fill the potholes. In fact, we had a story, I think Rod Stewart did that a year or so ago. He was tired, and this is true, look it up. Google Rod Stewart potholes. He was out there with some buddies filling potholes near his estate, I guess, because he was tired of his Ferrari bottoming out, which I understand. Look, you know, nobody wants their car to bottom out. So he was out there filling the potholes himself. But this guy, Gregory, down in Lachlan, he wasn't filling them. I can understand where maybe a street crew would not be happy with someone going out there and filling the potholes, because you might not be doing it to their satisfaction or their, air quote, standards. That's not what this guy was doing. He was merely going out there with a can of orange spray paint, and he was spray painting the potholes so people could see them. That's all he was doing. He was doing a service to his fellow man and woman. Go out there, spray up the potholes, bright orange, fluorescent orange, so you can't miss them. And he did this for a while. Then finally he got a call from the police chief saying, "Hey, buddy, you can't be doing this. You can't be spray painting potholes. It may be well-intended, but you can't do it. There's a procedure for that." Well, of course, this guy, who is now in trouble, tried to follow the procedure. He says he called the city numerous times and said, "These potholes are out of control. You got to do something about them. It's going to cause an accident." And yes, potholes cause accidents, not just damage to your car, or a twisted ankle if you happen to step in one, which I've done. They cause accidents. So the guy was like, "Okay, look, I understand. I won't spray paint the potholes anymore." So he was done. He put his spray paint can away. But then a week later, he got another call from the police saying that he was being charged with criminal mischief for spray painting the road bright orange to highlight potholes so people could avoid them. It's a third-degree misdemeanor, and his trial is set for next month. His attorney calls the whole thing ridiculous, and I would agree. This guy should be revered. He is a hero. He's not a criminal. Somebody's got to step up and take care of these things. Now, I understand road crews are busy, 100%. They're busy. Whatever it might be, whether it's construction or potholes or whatever it is, we see it all the time. I mean, this is orange barrel season. But then again, is it ever not orange barrel season in Dayton? Not really. Just heard today that they're going to be working on 75 for another year, longer than they thought. Because apparently there's some issue with the concrete under the roads in one area. So yeah, we're used to this. So I get it. There's a lot to do. And if you drive around Dayton, you know, and not just Dayton, I don't want to just pick on Dayton. It's all over. It's all over. There's potholes all over the place. Some areas worse than others, of course. So all this guy was trying to do was help his fellow motorists. Be safe. There's nothing wrong with spray painting a little orange paint on the road so people can see what's going on, especially late at night and especially when it's raining. Those are the worst. Those pothole mishaps and encounters are the worst. When it's late at night, you already can't see. It's raining, so it might be a bit treacherous. And you hit that thing, and holy cow. You hope you don't hit a house. That's what you're hoping. So I just feel like this guy, he's being picked on. And I think he's being picked on because most officials that, you know, whether they're police, rescue, or, you know, politics and politicians in general, they don't like being taken to task for things they're doing or not doing. They don't like that. So instead of just letting this go and letting it settle, it's like, okay, the guy said he's not going to go out and do it anymore. Week later, somebody's decided to charge this 66-year-old guy who has no criminal history and was a volunteer firefighter in that town for 35 years. It's insane. Maybe he went off a bit and, you know, maybe he got a little too happy with the orange fluorescent spray paint. I don't know. It doesn't say in here how many spray painted potholes he's responsible for. Could be 10. It could be 100. Who knows? But this guy, he's just being picked on because he was basically holding them accountable, saying, if you're not going to do it, then I'm going to go do it. Somebody needs to do it. So this guy, this Ohio man, he's my hero. He is my hero.
A great hero.
You're a hero.
We could use a hero.
You're a hero, man.
A real hero.
He's a hero.
Now go be a hero.
You're a real hero.
Still my hero.
This unsung hero.
You're a hero, buddy.
He is a hero. He is a hero. Gregory Stroll of Lachlan. Miles in Dayton. What's up, Miles?
Todd, first of all, I love your show, buddy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bam, I love it. So I'm 150% behind you. This guy is a hero.
Yes.
He's a hero.
There should be a parade in Lachlan for this
man,
guy.
We got to help this dude out.
Yes. Yeah.
Somehow,
some way. I'll tell you what. I'll kick in for a case of fluorescent orange spray paint. So.
there you go, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out there. I'll spray paint it too.
It's crazy. I mean, somebody made the point.
It's just BS.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. My daughter came off of 675 at the Fairfield Road.
Right.
Commons. Fairfield Road, right there.
Yeah.
Big, gigantic pothole. Blew out two tires.
Two tires.
She pulled over to the side, called me up, crying.
Yeah.
Dad, I need help, you know.
Oh,
I go
man.
There. I get there. The highway patrol shows up. Check my license and everything. Make sure everything's going on. I didn't know. This was like a year and a half ago. Okay?
Right.
This
okay.
Wasn't recently.
Okay.
A year and a half ago, and you can actually go to the county or whatever, and maybe they'll reimburse you or. But two tires and a rim.
Wow.
The chuck hole was so big it blew out two of her tires and a rim.
Right, and maybe if somebody had spray painted that pothole fluorescent orange, she would have seen it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would swerve over a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you see, and I appreciate your call, Miles. I got to fly here. You see this all the time. You see spray paint out on the roads, and it's usually the construction crews who are looking for gas lines or water lines, whatever it might be. So it's not like the orange spray paint is going to hurt anything. There's already spray paint out there. They just don't like being held accountable.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
This guy was smart, sophisticated, professional. I mean, really, really great.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Next weekend is the CenterPoint Energy Dayton Air Show, presented by Kroger. I've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away and parking passes. Just be listening for Maverick and Goose to buzz the tower. That famous scene from Top Gun, when you hear the audio of that, be the fifth caller, 937-457-1290, and we'll hook you up with tickets. Tracy in West Carrollton. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, Todd.
Hey.
I am in agreement with you that Ohio Man is a hero.
Yes.
As one that drives a vehicle with low-profile tires and what I consider very nice-looking rims that are chewed all to hell due to potholes.
Yep, yep.
I'd like to pitch in $100 towards this man's cost for court or whatever. So
yeah.
If someone could take my information, I will pitch in $100 towards his cost.
That's great, Tracy. It's like
ridiculous charge.
Yeah, like a GoFundMe for the guy with the orange spray paint. Love it.
Hey,
love it.
Let's do it.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate your call. Yeah, you know, this guy down in Lockland, Ohio, should not be facing criminal mischief charges. He should be given a parade in Lockland for taking fluorescent orange spray paint and spray painting potholes so his fellow residents, motorists, friends, family will be able to see the potholes. Because they do a tremendous amount of damage to your vehicle. And somebody made a great point on the live stream. What about people on motorcycles? I mean, at least in a car, you're somewhat protected if you hit a gigantic pothole. But on a bike? Holy cow, man. That's that could be painful.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Be of good cheer and call me.
Call me now.
Call me.
He's laughing at us right on the radio.
The least we can do is get him on the radio and talk to him.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
On the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Talking about this guy down in Lockland, suburb of Cincinnati, who is facing a charge. It's just a third-degree misdemeanor, but that's not the point. The point is that this guy was merely trying to help other motorists identify and spot dangerous potholes. He complained to the city. They didn't fill him up. So he went out there armed with a can of fluorescent orange spray paint to bring attention to the gigantic holes in the road. And cops called him, said, "You can't do that." He said, "Okay, fine. I won't do it anymore." Then a week later, he got another call saying he's now facing criminal charges. Criminal mischief. This guy should not be charged. This guy should have a parade in his name. I mean, that's just something that you do. You try to help your fellow man. He wasn't out there destroying anything. He was spray painting the road. And you see that? You see spray paint? And I'm not talking taggers. You see spray paint all the time out there. He's just trying to help people out. He should be applauded. Not charged. Bullwinkle in Dayton. What's up, Bullwinkle?
Hey, Todd. Longtime listener. Like your show, man.
Thank you so much, Bullwinkle.
Hey, I think on the parade, we should parade down there on his court date, and all of us show up in the courtroom and around the courthouse. And maybe even prior to that, we should all be driving where those potholes are and parking our cars in the potholes until they fix them.
We could do that. We could be like those people that block the traffic in protest.
Exactly.
Right,
hey,
right.
I mean, at least we're doing something for a worthy cause. And we're not out tagging the signs.
That's
right. The walls or spray painting the windows. Maybe that's what we should be doing. That way you wouldn't get arrested.
Right. Let me ask you this question, Bullwinkle, while I got you.
Okay.
Do you like working in the kitchen? Do you like to cook? Do you like to
off
your culinary skills?
I like cooking. I've been chefing around a lot in the house.
Well, let me ask you this. Today is National Kitchen Klutzes Day of America, and I'm just curious if you've ever had a klutzy kitchen mishap that sent you to the ER, because I have. I had to get stitches.
Funny. I was coming about 2 o'clock in the morning trying to separate some frozen steaks with
Ooh.
A sharp butcher knife.
Oh,
I got a tendon repair out of that.
Oh, my God.
A little bit. Probably should not have done it that way. But.
No. Were you separating the knives with a steak, a butcher's knife?
Separating the frozen steaks with a butcher knife.
Was this after a few cocktails?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, my wife said if I've had drinks, I'm not allowed to touch anything sharp.
Nothing sharp and no hot burners.
That's right. Because I have a couple of times forgot to turn off the gas burner on the stove. So
okay,
it's just better that I stay out of the kitchen altogether. I appreciate your call, Bullwinkle. Have a good one. That line's open, 937-457-1290. Now, here's another story. Think about this for a second. When you were a kid, most kids, I know I was one of them, you have these fears, these childhood fears that now looking back, very, very unreasonable, right? These are things like, the one that comes to mind, killer bees. Back in the 70s, when I was growing up, killer bees were all the rage. There was a story, I think it was from Texas or California or whatever, where somebody was out cutting their lawn and they ran into a killer bee nest and they were just devoured by these killer bees, and it was a big story. And they said, the killer bees, they're coming from South America or African or wherever they are. They were Africanized, but somehow they made it to the Central America. I don't know. They were coming up through Central America, terrorizing folks here in the States. That was one of those things that, as a kid, you feel. I remember thinking every bee that I saw after that was a killer bee. That's a killer bee. Is that a killer bee? Right. Something else again, unreasonable. The boogeyman. Right? The boogeyman underneath your bed, your closet, whatever it is. Somebody on the live stream mentioned scarecrows. They became afraid of scarecrows after Wizard of Oz. But one of the things that I do recall, and this was after seeing a rerun of Gilligan's Island. This is kind of falls into that same sort of time period of the 70s where you heard about these strange things that are out there in the world that you have to be on alert for. Quicksand. Do you remember being afraid of quicksand? Seeing this on TV, I remember it's very specifically on Gilligan's Island, but they've probably used that as a mechanism for storytelling in other shows. I would imagine like maybe Fantasy Island or something like that. Quicksand. And I also think there might have been a scene of quicksand in Indiana Jones, right? Yeah. One of those movies. Well, the reason I bring this up is there's a couple in Phippsburg, Maine. They were touring the Popham Beach State Park when the wife or girlfriend, doesn't say, fell behind in their hike. Now, I don't know if the guy was like walking ahead and just kind of left her. You know, sometimes that might happen if you're out hiking. Not that I go hiking. But you know what I'm saying. But then all of a sudden, this woman says that she found herself hip deep in wet in a wet slurry of sand. She said, I couldn't feel the bottom and couldn't get a footing. That's when her better half looked back, saw that she was kneeling in the path and couldn't get out. After he pulled her out, they realized that it was, basically quicksand. He says, after he pulled her out, she said, I turned around and the hole was gone. So that was weird. Maine state officials say patches of quicksand are startling, but not really life-threatening. But here's the warning that you need, just in case you encounter quicksand when you're out there running around in the wild. They say that quicksand is denser than the human body, so the upper torso will remain buoyant at the surface. So it's not like Gilligan's Island, where I think Gilligan literally, like, sank all the way down to the bottom of the quicksand pit. But you will be okay. You won't sink all the way down. Now, if you're alone, you may never be found, right? And you may be stuck there forever and ever. But at least you know. But I didn't know that this was like a real thing. I mean, I knew that quicksand was out there, but I figured it was somewhere like in Africa or South America. Not Maine. I didn't think that there was quicksand in the United States. Let's see. Brian in Inglewood. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to make a comment about the potholes.
Yes. Go for it.
Well, when it was court date, people ought to show up in nothing but orange outfits.
Oh, yes. We could all wear those fluorescent orange shirts and maybe fluorescent orange. Maybe you can find some fluorescent orange slacks.
Yeah, or they wear my construction outfits.
Well, so that's true. You could do that. You could do that, or maybe wear one of those orange prison jumpsuits.
Oh, yeah, even better.
Yep. I might have one of those in my closet. All right. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Caesar and Tip, what's going on, Caesar? Hello, Caesar. Is this Caesar? Cesar? Are you calling from Tip City? He's got a comment about the quicksand. Hopefully he wasn't standing in quicksand when he called. Huh? Are you there, Caesar?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the
quicksand.
The quicksand. Yeah, my mom, we were in California, somewhere in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
And I was about 6-7 years old. We were walking through the river, family outing. I think it was Easter. And it was just me and her. My cousins were up ahead.
Yeah.
And sure enough, her leg sinks into her hip. And my mom said, go call your dad. I panicked. I mean, I was, like I said, 6-7 years old, digging her out of this quicksand. And by the grace of God, I was able to help her out.
Wow.
It is real.
You had a real encounter with quicksand.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Were there any vampires nearby or werewolves? Those were other things we were afraid of as kids.
Nothing like that. There nothing like snake in the bush somewhere. But
wow.
Other than that was it happened. I don't remember being afraid of that.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who had a real actual encounter with quicksand.
Yeah, it was a scary situation. You know, I was young. I didn't know what to do. My mom said, go get your dad. I dug her out.
Wow. Now, were you ever in danger of falling in as well? Or?
Well, the thing about it was just like in that area where she was at. So, like, I don't know. I was probably 100 pounds, you know, 6-7 year old.
Yeah.
It didn't take me in. So I was just, yeah. I didn't feel like I was in danger. Just panic right. mode and adrenaline kicked in and it was crazy. So it is true. I've seen it.
Well, I appreciate that, Caesar. That's a great story. I mean, not great for your mom, but it's a great story. I appreciate you sharing.
You.
Yeah, I'm glad she's okay. Otherwise, that call would have been a bunch different.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
You got to tune in, man. You got to tune in.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Just a friendly reminder, Sunday is Father's Day. Don't forget Dad. I just saw a story on WHIO TV that we spend about $22 billion a year on Father's Day gifts. We spend $35.7 billion on Mother's Day. You want equality? Right there, folks. Right there. Vicky in Greenville, what's going on, Vicky?
Hey, Todd, this is Vicky with a V.
Vicky and... with a V. Not Mickey.
Right.
Or Dicky. Or
that's okay.
Icky. No, I don't know. What's going on, Vicky, with okay. a V?
Hey, I think my childhood fears that I've since stepped away from are kind of from the cartoons, because I seriously thought that quicksand was going to be a bigger deal than it is.
Yeah.
That it was just everywhere around the corner, and that potholes were more controllable because everybody just seemed to, you know, pull one out of their pocket and throw it on the ground, and boop, they disappeared. And so those two things, of course, I've at least grown okay with the quicksand thing. The potholes, I'm in Greenville, so
you know what potholes are sort of like the adult version of quicksand for little kids. When you were little, you were afraid of the quicksand. Wherever you were out walking around riding your bike, you had to be careful.
Right.
But you couldn't drive. But now that you can drive, now it's been replaced by potholes. See, there's kind of a theme going on here.
Speaking of cars,
yes,
I can't always get into my car to hear your show, which, by the way, I absolutely love.
Thank you.
But I have lost count of how many cars have went into houses.
Vicky, there was
56.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're at 59, and there was a controversy earlier this week, which I will go into after the news. So hang tight, and I will explain it all. But we're at 59. Okay.
I'm going to let you go. You want me to stay on the line or
no? No, that's all right. You can go. You got stuff
today.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great, right, successful day. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. See, I'm having a successful day.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
That time again.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
It's showtime!
This is great. It's a nice break.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
Getting restless.
5 to 7.
All right, I'm listening.
Let's start the show.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
That's hot.
It's gonna be hot on Sunday on Father's Day. Just remember, you go in for a hug to Dad, he could be sweaty. It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And somebody just asked on the live stream, and I need to confer with Parker. Not right this second. I know you're in the middle of something. They wanted to know who's going into the suitcase, if you're willing to do that. Now, we'll talk about it here in a little bit, okay? So... I mean, I don't want to put you in a weird situation any more weird than I normally put you. This hour, we got tickets to give away to the CenterPoint Energy Dayton Air Show presented by Kroger. Just listen for Maverick and Goose to buzz the tower. And we'll hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets and a parking pass. Also, it's National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. I, for one, have ended up in the ER because of a kitchen mishap. I cut my finger pretty bad a number of years ago while I was visiting friends. And I was making my famous spinach artichoke dip, and I was cutting the bread, and right there, about cut off my finger. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But I had to get stitches. I had to get a number of stitches. So it's National Kitchen Klutz Day. So if you got any crazy kitchen klutz stories, by all means, I'd love to hear them. Jim in Mechanicsburg. What's up, Jim?
Hey, I just wanted to, well, I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, I'm glad.
Facebook. Anyways, I gotta tell you, I've got a sad story to tell you. Okay. I lost a friend in quicksand, and I'm telling you what.
No, wait. Hold on. I'm being serious here, Jim. No, I'm being serious. We had a story last hour, for people that maybe didn't hear, had a story about a couple in Maine who were out hiking, and they came across quicksand, and the woman, she didn't almost die, but she was up to her hips in sand. And then last hour, when we were talking about that, I had somebody call in who had an actual encounter with quicksand, and I've never talked to anybody who had an encounter with quicksand. And now you're telling me that you had an encounter with quicksand?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you what, Todd, it took a while for that to sink in.
Oh, Lord. My God, I feel like a grouper right now. I've just been hooked. My Lord. Jim, you're nuts. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
That was made my day. Man, I thought for sure we were going to have a crazy, crazy quicksand story. But no, somebody had to be a funny boy. That's all right. I appreciate it. 937-457-1290. All right. So I got this list. This is exciting. This is one of those awesome lists from Ranker. I love Ranker. You just go to the website, ranker.com, and there's all these different categories, and the readers of Ranker rank them. And it could, whatever the category might be. And the readers just, they place their votes. Well, this is one that I came across today. Which state smells the worst? Which state smells the worst? Now, Ohio is on the list. Of course, right? There's 50 states. You're thinking, well, of course Ohio's on the list. No, let me be more specific. Ohio is in the top 10 of the smelliest states in the United States. So what do you think are the top 10? Well, a lot of people on the live stream mentioning a couple of these. New York. Yep, that's on the list. Top 10. It's number one. But I guess I would have to say that it's very specific, at least in my opinion, to New York City. Because, honestly, I've never been to New York City, but I've been to upstate New York a couple of times. And it smells beautiful up there. It doesn't smell bad. I'm guessing it's just New York City. And I would imagine that the people that live in upstate, you know, take a bit of offense to that because everybody just thinks of New York City. New Jersey is number two on the list. I would imagine that's because of all the industrial factories and everything that are out there on the East Coast, right? I'm assuming, unless it's something else. Louisiana, it all smells like crawfish. No idea. Number four on the list, Pennsylvania. Again, it's probably because of the cities, and it's unfair. I mean, I'm sure Philly smells. Pittsburgh probably smells, right? But those are just the cities. Pennsylvania is huge. So it doesn't all smell. Illinois, same deal. I've been to Chicago many times. Chicago certainly has its own scent. Certainly has its own smell, for sure. But the rest of the state doesn't smell that way. California, again, cities. big cities. Mississippi is on the list, number 7. Number 8 is Maryland. Number 9, Oregon. Now, why does Oregon smell so bad? I thought that was just like just a bunch of woods. Isn't that, well, that's all Oregon is. You got the ocean line, you got the beaches, and you got woods. And a couple of cities, right? Or does it smell like weed? Maybe that's it. That's probably what it is. Number 10 is Ohio. Number 10 on the list of the stinkiest states in the country. Number 10. And I was trying to think, well, why? What would that be? What would it be that would cause the state to be in the top 10 for being one of the smelliest? Now, here in the Dayton area, certain times of the year, you know, the farming community might smell a bit, but you don't really smell that in the city. I'll tell you what you smell here is you smell Cargill, that big plant up there on Needmore. Depending on which way the wind blows, I can smell it downtown. I've smelled it in my house. I remember when I lived in Xenia smelling it a few times, and that smell is very distinct. Everybody knows that smell that lives in the Dayton area. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of industry for sure. But those are the top 10, and Ohio is number 10 on the list. That is crazy. 937-457-1290. Last night we were talking on the show about an incident at Cedar Point. This was a, for lack of a better term, a camel kerfuffle, if you will. A couple of camels got loose at Cedar Point on Tuesday. And there's video of it on my Facebook page. You've probably seen it. It's going around. The two camels, we now have names for these escape camels. Samson and Artie. And they were from a petting zoo there at Cedar Point. And the video is, it's kind of amusing. I mean, it's just a weird juxtaposition, right? You know, you got all these people at Cedar Point just sort of milling about doing their thing. And all of a sudden, these giant camels just come charging through. Nobody was hurt, but it has prompted a call from PETA for a federal investigation. PETA, of course, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, have asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to investigate a Kentucky-based company that supplies camels and other animals to Cedar Point's barnyard home. They claimed that the camels were distressed and panicked and ran away, and that this, of course, is not good for camels. And they're calling for a federal investigation. But the video is fun to watch, for sure. And I'm glad that they finally put names to these two animals. Lots of times you don't get that. You just get these two crazed camels were trouncing through Cedar Point. But it's nice to know their names. Bob and Tip, what's up, Bob?
Well, you know, you're talking about Dayton or Ohio being smelly. I can tell you Dayton's got its time of being smelly. And more than one occasion, on Sunday nights, typically about midnight or 1 in the morning, you drive down south of Dayton and just a little bit as you're going toward the river again, and it seems like the city is back flushing their sewer systems.
Really?
And yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's so bad. I've even had people I've talked to from out of town who've noticed it.
Interesting. I didn't know that they did that.
Well, I don't know that they do either. I called and talked to them about it, and they denied it. But, well, maybe it was an overflow, or maybe it was this or that. But I think it's just a way of cleaning out the pipes.
Could be. Maybe we'll get John Bedell on that in the I-team.
There you go.
All right, Bob. I appreciate your call. 937-457-1290. Coming up here before, I promise, before 6:30, we're going to give away those tickets to the air show.
What am I
listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh. Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Well, he has quite the reputation.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Parker, can you talk? Do you have time?
I do.
So last night on the show, we were talking about the 19-year-old kid who was tased at the Reds game.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked about getting some sort of taser demonstration here in the studio. And I was immediately shut down by management. Then we had the story about the woman who's facing a murder charge down in Florida, who, after a game of hide-and-seek with her boyfriend, left him inside a suitcase all night long, and he died. And I had the thought of, well, what if we tried that? Now, I wouldn't leave you all night in a suitcase.
Yeah, I'd hate to perish on a suitcase.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Suitcase-related
incident. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. But I just thought, I wonder if you could get into one of these good-sized suitcase, and I happen to have one downstairs, and I just mentioned it. Nobody said anything to me today about not doing it. And then someone on the live stream just asked, hey, who's getting in the suitcase today? Now, would you be willing, just to see if you could fit?
Yeah.
You would?
Yes.
Would you let me zip it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now, it's on wheels. Could I push you down the hallway?
As long as I don't run into anything, maybe.
Or fall down the stairs. I don't know. We'll think about that. I'm not sure. They were concerned when you did the donut eating contest, and then yesterday they shut down the taser demonstration right away. There might be some. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, I mean, I'm all about pushing the boundaries here, but I don't know about that.
And I'm all for a dumb joke. So,
okay,
I'm
well, look, I figure if you're in agreement with it, what can they do?
Yeah,
why not? We'll just do it and apologize for it later. That's the best way to do radio.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
That is correct.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Oh my gosh.
Negative.
Now's your time.
The pattern is full.
No, ma'am, this is not a good idea.
You want to go to the air show?
Goose, but it's time to buzz the tower.
Next weekend. Dayton International Airport. Just be the fifth caller, and we're going to hook you up.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S.
T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Everybody, could I have your attention, please?
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Now, hold on, dummy. Just you listen to me.
Now, listen to me carefully.
You boys got something to say to me? Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. You can watch the show as well as listening to it. Yesterday we had, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before. Day before we had some news about Joey Chestnut, professional competitive eating champion. So you might recall the story earlier in the week where Joey Chestnut, 16-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition champion, was banned. He was banned from this year's competition because He apparently signed some sort of side deal with the Impossible Burger Company. This is the company that makes fake meat. They grow it in a Petri dish. And he signed a deal with them. And the folks at Nathan's were like, oh, no, 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 no. We've got an agreement with you. You come to our deal. You come to our eating competition. Last year, he got paid $200,000 to show up. And then they offered him a million-dollar contract to come back the next 3 or 4 years. But anyway, he was banned. They said Joey Chestnut, this legendary food eating champion, will not be participating. Well, now things have gone to the next level. This is great. On Labor Day, September 2nd, on Netflix, you will be able to watch. I think we need a drum roll. Where's our drum roll? Here we go. You will be able to watch Joey Chestnut take on longtime rival Takuru Kobayashi in a one-on-one competition, the Ultimate Hot Dog Eating Championship. It's called Chestnut versus Kobayashi Unfinished Beef. So now you can watch this competition on Netflix. That's what we're paying for more now for. Your Netflix went up. My Netflix went up. And why? Quality programming like Hot Dog Eating Championships. Lordy, lordy. Though I will say, I'm probably more interested in the hot dog eating matchup than I am the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul matchup. Have you heard about this? This Jake Paul guy, he's a YouTube star. And he became a boxer, or he was a boxer and became a YouTube star, whatever it is. They call him the problem child. It's fitting. Apparently, there was going to be a matchup. It was going to be Mike Tyson, who was retired, you know, a long time ago, and smokes dope all day. But it was going to be Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul. And it was going to be this big fight down in Texas. In July, this huge deal. And there's all this back and forth between the two of them. Well, a week or so ago, Mike Tyson, I guess, was flying somewhere to promote the event and had some sort of ulcer flare-up. So now they've delayed the fight. It's not going to happen on July 20th. It's going to be moved to a November 15th night. And this is also supposed to be on Netflix. So this is what your increase in Netflix fees is paying for. It's paying for Netflix producing a fight in November between Mike Tyson and YouTuber Jake Paul. And the hot dog eating contest between Joey Chestnut and Takuru Kobayashi on Labor Day. So that's what it is. Parker, you have a comment?
No, we just have a red alert.
We have a red alert.
Northbound 75, just north of Piqua, all lanes closed. You can use County Road 25A to get around it.
Okay, thank you for that. So there you go. That's the exciting Netflix news today. You know, over the last few months, we've been talking about, well, really since I've been doing the show, stories about people who are whack jobs and are a bit unhinged. And we have these stories from time to time, and it's always somebody that just loses it, usually in public, or just does something this we've never seen before. It's like this is off the charts. And I always mention it. It's like people are more and more unhinged. So we have a new feature that I'm launching tonight called unhinged whack jobs.
Do I look crazy to you?
You are out of control.
You've become unhinged.
Two-bit whack job.
You must be insane. Your mind has become unhinged.
Arrest this whack job.
I got three quality unhinged whack job stories tonight. The first one comes from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Cops there are investigating an explosion in an apartment building that resulted in a fire and the evacuation of 150 people. This happened a day or two ago. Apartment fire broke out around 12:30. Officers arrived. They quickly put out the flames, but they determined that the fire was started by some sort of explosive device. Now, thankfully, nobody was injured in the explosion. And cops say they do have a person of interest they're speaking with. And they believe that the bombing, an actual bombing, stemmed from a dispute over a lost wallet. So somebody lost their wallet. Maybe they thought it was stolen. Who knows? And there was some sort of confrontation over this lost wallet. And that's a bit unhinged. Little bit of an overreaction to the lost wallet, don't you say? So that's unhinged whack job number one. Here's unhinged whack job number two. A Valparaiso, Indiana man was arrested Monday for allegedly threatening a woman over Facebook following a marketplace sale of a fire pit. So this 55-year-old guy from Hebron, his name is Christopher Schott, is facing a felony intimidation charge after police arrived at his home, the north side of Valparaiso. I've never been there. Don't they have a college there? Isn't it the university? They have the basketball team, right?
Yep.
The Valparaiso.
The Beacons.
The Beacons. A woman told police that she sold this man a fire pit for $30 a week prior. The woman then showed the police threats that came from Facebook Messenger from this guy. He said, "I want my effing money back or I will return with a effing Glock." That's a quote. Another quote, "You might think you're getting away from this again, B. I'll come for your kids." So this guy apparently bought a fire pit and then tried to put the root of a giant tree in the fire pit to burn it, and the fire pit broke underneath the weight of this giant tree. So, angry, he becomes unhinged and starts making threats via Facebook. So now he's arrested and facing felony intimidation charges. So there's whack job, unhinged whack job number two. And here's whack job number three, unhinged whack job number three. This is also in Indiana. You know, Indiana has quite, oh, no offense, Parker. Parker's from Indiana.
None taken, I know.
But you know there's some whack jobs in Indiana, right? Well, there's really whack jobs everywhere,
They're around. Some would say I could be one of them. You never know.
Avon, Indiana police are looking to arrest a local man after he reportedly broke into a coworker's house to perform an exorcism on someone he thought was possessed. The alleged exorcist is a 38-year-old man who worked with the victim, if you will, at Chick-fil-A. And they've worked there together since 2002. That is quite a long time to work at Chick-fil-A. When cops arrived at the house, they found the suspect's car, a 2005 Prius. You know, when I saw that, I thought, that is an odd car for an exorcist to drive, right? I'm thinking, I don't know, like the movie, like a big black Cadillac, you know, or something mean and nasty looking. Not a Prius. That doesn't seem to be like an exorcist sort of vehicle. On the front porch, police made contact with the victim who said the man was inside and uninvited. Cops yelled inside for the man to come out, who eventually emerged covered in blood. Apparently, he got bloody from breaking a window to get in. He was also ranting and raving that he lost his sunglasses. The man admitted to breaking in to conduct the exorcism because he believed the coworker was possessed. So there you go. There's more to the story, but it's not really worth reading here. But there you go. A couple of unhinged whack jobs.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. Oh.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown. Seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. I saw this today, kind of gave me a chuckle. This was in the New York Post. It says, fully loaded New Yorkers are armoring and bulletproofing Range Rovers, Mercedes G-Classes, and Lambos to drive to the Hamptons. Apparently, you know, a lot of these folks that live in New York City and have lots of moolah, they have a place out in the Hamptons that they like to go visit in the summertime. But the story says, amid spiking crime and violent carjackings involving luxury vehicles, well-heeled Gothamites worried about getting their getting to the Hamptons this summer are clamoring for their own exclusive secure supercars. So what they're doing is they are armor-proofing their luxury vehicles. It costs anywhere from $250,000 to $1.5 million. They have, in this particular picture, obviously this is radio you can't see, but the people on the live stream can. It's just like it's a Range Rover of some sort. And it has ballistic steel quarter panels, run flat tires. The driver's windows only open 10 centimeters wide. It has bulletproof glass up to 3 inches thick. It has roofs and panelings super enhanced with that ballistic steel. It can withstand a pipe bomb explosion. And it has microphones to hear outside the car. That is quite the armored vehicle for the family. That's crazy. That is nuts. But I guess if you got the money, need to spend it somehow. You already got your house in the Hamptons. Why don't they just put a howitzer on it or something? Mount it right there on the top. Well, there you go. There's the show. Thanks for listening tonight. Always appreciate it. You can get the podcast of the show at eveningedgetodd.com or wherever you find your favorite podcast. There it'll be, except for Spotify. I got kicked off there. You can send me an email at eveningedgetodd@gmail.com or at eveningedgetodd on Messenger. You can also, of course, go back and watch the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Have a terrific Thursday night. Oh my gosh, we've made it to Friday. Almost there. Almost there. Have a great night.
That's it. I'm pulling the plug.
You know what? I'm done.
Well, is that it? Is that all?
Oh, that was fun.
Show's over, ladies.
Not bad, huh?
Well, you get an A for effort.
Good night, sweet prince.
Peace out, Leah.
See you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Good night, everybody.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.